Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex world of technology.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and keep Alex from getting too lost in the tech sauce. Today, we're tackling a topic that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel: running large language models, or LLMs, locally on your own machine.
That's right, Jamie. Once upon a time, the idea of running something as powerful as a large language model on anything less than a supercomputer seemed like a pipe dream. But here we are in 2025, and it's not only possible, it's becoming increasingly practical.
So we're talking about having something like GPT-3's big brother living in my laptop. That's wild. But why would anyone want to run these behemoths locally?
Great question. Running LLMs locally offers a few advantages. Privacy, for starters, since your data never has to leave your device. It also saves costs on cloud computing fees and ensures your AI is available even when you're offline. Plus, there's the freedom to customize and tinker with the models to your heart's content.
Privacy, cost saving, and tinkering. I like the sound of that, but it sounds complicated. How does one even start?
It's less complicated than you might think, thanks to tools like Ollama, LM Studio, and Hugging Face Transformers. These tools have made it user-friendly to run local inference, turning something that used to be the domain of research labs into something hobbyists and developers can do in their own homes.
Ollama like the animal?
Not quite, though I'd love to see a coding llama. Ollama with two L's is a tool that simplifies running quantized models locally. It's as simple as installing the software, pulling a model, and running it with a command or two.
Hold up, quantized models? You're losing me.
Right, let's break that down. Quantization is a process that reduces the precision of the model's numbers, making it require less memory and compute power to run. Think of it as making the model more lightweight without losing too much accuracy.
Ah, got it. So we're putting the model on a diet so it can fit through the doorway of my not-so-supercomputer. Clever, but doesn't that affect performance?
You'd think so, but the trade-offs are surprisingly manageable. And with techniques like GPU acceleration and token caching, you can get performance that's more than adequate for many applications, like prototyping or even running on-device AI assistants.
Speaking of which, I heard about those AI-powered note-taking apps. Are they using this tech?
Exactly. Many modern applications are embedding LLMs locally for speed and privacy. It's a game changer for responsive, personalized software without the lag or privacy concerns of cloud-based models.
This is all fascinating, but it sounds like you need a pretty beefy setup to get started, right?
Somewhat, but not as beefy as you might think. A machine with at least 16 gigabytes of RAM is a good starting point, and a GPU can help speed things up, but it's not strictly necessary, especially for smaller quantized models.
I've got to admit, this is making me want to try running an LLM on my old gaming rig. But what about the risks? Running powerful AI models willy-nilly on my home network sounds like it could invite trouble.
A healthy concern. Running LLMs locally does enhance privacy since your data isn't being sent over the internet, but you still need to be mindful of downloading reputable models and securing your local API endpoints. And always, always keep your data backed up and your software up to date.
Noted. Well, it sounds like we've got the power of AI right at our fingertips, thanks to the magic of local deployment. Who needs the cloud anyway?
There's room for both, Jamie. But for privacy, customization, and control, local's where it's at.
As always, you've managed to make the complex understandable, Alex. Thanks for demystifying local LLMs for us.
Always a pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you found today's episode enlightening and maybe even inspiring.
Don't forget to hit subscribe and join us next time as we explore more tech wonders. Until then, keep your AI close and your data closer.
Well said, Jamie. Goodbye, everyone.